Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, December 16th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We got a little bit more interesting phishing slash fake malware attack that our reader Daniel submitted. In this case, it starts all out with a simple typo in a normal URL, login.microsoftonline.com. That's usually the login for Microsoft Office 365. But if you add another L, microsoftlonline.com, then you end up at this malicious site. Now, there are a couple of things here that make it highly likely that a user will fall for this particular site. First of all, the user thinks they intentionally went there. They didn't click on the link. They just typed in the URL, just happened to be the wrong URL. Secondly, the pop-up box that asked them to call an 800 number will mention their correct ISP. In this case, Daniel, the reader who submitted it, he uses Time Warner, and it popped up asking him to call Time Warner at this 800 number. Now, this happened last week when I called that 800 number today. They just tried to sell me some medical bracelets, some alert bracelets. So maybe they switched companies by now for this particular number. But then again, this particular site, and I looked at it last week, it did display different messages, different kind of spam and such each time I visited, so appears to be highly dynamic. And then we still get a lot of confusion based on Apple's statement from, I think, back in October that Safari no longer supports SSL version 3 with block ciphers. This is definitely not true, and I did post a little bit details about that from what we have seen with our PoodleTest.com site. Even the latest version, that Safari 8.02 that was just released, will still connect to a website that's SSL version 3, even if that website only supports a block cipher. So far, the Poodle vulnerability is not fully mitigated in Safari. On the other hand, we still have to see sort of a public attack or any kind of indication that the Poodle attack is successfully used in the wild. So I wouldn't really overrate this vulnerability, something to get around to patch once maybe Apple gets its act together and turns off SSL version 3. On the other hand, that statement from Apple does make Safari sound more secure than it apparently is. And apparently, the entire national database of IDs for Serbian citizens has been stolen from the Serbian government. The attackers who committed this particular crime did publish a sample of records online, claiming that they have every single one of these records. I think that's the first time you have sort of a total compromise of a national database like this, at least as far as it has been made public. The closest one here, and it's also mentioned in a news article, was South Korea, which lost about 80% of its national ID system when it was compromised. This information, of course, could be used for identity theft. Evidently, it does include not just the ID numbers, but also things like workplace and phone numbers, address, and the like. So pretty much all you need to apply, for example, for credit. And Google started blocking a large number of WordPress websites that it believes to be infected with the SoakSoak rootkit or exploit kit. This particular exploit kit takes advantage of a vulnerability in a slideshow plugin, Slider Revolution, that was found to be vulnerable back in September. And apparently this vulnerability is now being used to install the malware. The malware is targeting Windows users with Internet Explorer and is then attempting multiple exploit kits in order to install malware on these systems. Google so far blocked about 10,000 websites that it found to be infected. Now, according to Sucuri, there are 100,000 sites that are actually vulnerable. But then again, that number may be overestimated just because of sites that hold multiple blogs under slightly different URLs or even different domains. And for the Snort users out there, there is finally an update on Snort version 3.0. SourceFire did publish some blog posts about that and did also publish an alpha release that is ready for testing. Of course, one of the big changes that was promised years ago for Snort 3 was a multi-threaded, multi-core design. So if you're willing to play a little bit, of course, you can download this alpha release from GitHub. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.